Welcome back to Kingdom in the Chaos. I'm so glad you're here with me today. Life can feel overwhelming, noisy, chaotic, and heavy. And sometimes the best thing you can do is nothing. Just pause. Just breathe. Today, we're diving into the power of stillness and how a few intentional moments can restore your soul, anchor your heart, and remind you that God is in control, even in the middle of the storm. He is steady, and stillness can help us see that truth more clearly. So let's take a deep breath and say this prayer. Father, thank you for the gift of your presence and the peace that comes when we pause in you. Help us to slow down, to quiet our hearts and our minds, and to remember that you are God, sovereign, faithful, and full of love. Teach us to find rest in your stillness, even when life feels loud and overwhelming. May these quiet moments restore our soul, refresh our spirits, and deepen our trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen. So today's verse is Psalm 46:10. Just this one piece right here. Be still and know that I am God. It's truly stunning how powerful a moment of stillness can be, especially in the middle of chaos, when everything around you feels loud, stressful, or unraveling. Choosing to be still, simply pausing, and reminding yourself that God is God can bring a deep, soul-restoring peace. Psalm 46:10 isn't just a verse to read. It's a kingdom practice to live by. Be still and know that I am God. It invites you to stop the frantic rush, to quiet your swirling thoughts, and to reconnect with the unshakable truth of God's presence and control. Stillness means more than just sitting quietly. It means intentionally pausing your mind, turning off the noise and distractions, and resting your soul on the solid foundation of God's promises. It's a way to anchor yourself in the middle of whatever storm you are facing. Whether it's a massive life upheaval or simply the daily pressures that pile up, stillness doesn't magically remove the storm, but it changes how you experience it. It shifts your perspective from panic to peace, from overwhelm to trust. So today, give yourself the gift of a few silent minutes. Find a quiet place, take deep breaths, and let that stillness wash over you. Let it remind your soul who holds you in his hands. Let it remind you who moves the mountains. Let it remind you who has the power to calm every storm. In that stillness, you will find a peace that the world cannot give. No likes, no affirmations, no praises, none of it will give you the peace that God can give you in stillness. A kingdom peace that strengthens you to face whatever comes next. Jesus, I need stillness. Today, help me pause long enough to remember that you are God. Let that pause bring peace that floods my soul. Teach me how to rest in your presence amid chaos. Renew my perspective so I can walk with calm confidence. In your name. In Jesus' name. Amen. What I want to leave you with today, I want you to find a moment of quiet. Maybe before others wake or after they go to bed. I want you to sit and breathe. Whisper to yourself, God is God. I want you to listen quietly and soak in His presence. Now, friend, seriously, take this moment to slow down and breathe. Remember, stillness is not wasted time. It is kingdom practice that strengthens your faith, restores your heart, and reminds you that God is always in control. Even in the chaos, you can find peace when you pause and lean into Him. Thank you for joining me today. I pray these moments of quiet bring clarity, calm, and courage to your days. Until next time, keep leaning into God, keep practicing stillness, and let His peace anchor your soul. This is Kingdom in the Chaos. I'll see you tomorrow.